One of the mitzvot of the korbanot is that all the korbanot have salt. Kol korban min chachav melach timlach. So the Bechor Shur says, well, it's very simple. Melach is a davar mitkayim. It causes things to last. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know that all the korbanot, the harocha, korbanot brit kayam leolam lekapara, you can always get korbanot for them. You got kapara through the korbanot. Why? You have to understand. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any needs. It's not like the human gods with a lowercase g, various forms of avodah zarah have, and they have needs, and you have to feed them, and you have to appease them, and then you get what your way. They'll do what you want because you bribe them. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the smell of the korbanot, even though he says these things are l'reach nichach. Ainot tzarich lo l'reach v'lo l'shem akrava. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us as a schut for Am Yisrael. When you sin, and you could bring a korban chatat, so you get kapara. So the person knows he's tahor. A person who knows he's tahor, the person who knows he's clean, becomes therefore more careful, not wanting to dirty himself again. He has a beautiful mashal, like a person with a clean shirt. If you have a clean shirt on, you're less likely to decide to go under your car and start doing like me. Just a simple example today. Okay, so I was eating lunch, and of course, naturally, I get something on my shirt. So I was like, oh no, what am I doing? Do I cover it up? And then they came and asked me, would you please serve lunch today? So then I was like, oh, do I bother with an apron? Ah, my shirt's dirty already. It's fine. So then I was doing that, and then I was like, okay, now I came home. Should I change the shirt? No, Vod, we're going to make hamantashen in anyway. So may as well just leave the same, and it doesn't matter when it gets dirty. So the minute your shirt has a stain on it, so you don't mind getting other things dirty. But when your shirt is clean, you become a little more careful with it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this to us as a schus. This person knows, I have a clean slate right now. I have a brand new, fresh, clean shirt. This came straight from the dry cleaner. I am not going to go and paint in it. Okay, this isn't the shirt I use. You have the clothes that you build the sukkah in, and you have the clothes that you wear to the nice wedding, to the nice date, to the nice job interview, to whatever the nice occasion may be. And therefore, this is a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, says the Bechor Shor. He gave us this, and you will walk around knowing that your clothes are clean. If your clothes are dirty, you're less chashish. He says, so too when it comes to a chait. We know that a person does a chait, avaravama avera v'shanava. What does it mean, says shanavla? Says the Bechor Shor, v'nitlachlik, he got dirty. Now say, look ahead there. I may as well do some more. I'm already dirty. What does it matter? And therefore, kevan shenitlachlik, v'nitlachlik, I'm already dirty. And therefore, he says, v'alzemar shlomo b'chol eit yu b'gadechel devanim. All times your clothes should be white. It doesn't mean walk around in white clothes all the time. But in other words, always view your clothes as being clean. And says the Bechor Shor, so too when it comes to other mitzvah. For example, when it comes to tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol. He can provide for every person and no one would ever need tzedakah. He could make the ani rich. He didn't need everybody else. Why did he make poor people? So that we can get the schut by providing for the poor people. For the poor people. Like our Chazal said in the first parak of Brachot. Kol ha-mitzot in HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich, says the Bechor Shor. He doesn't need you to do the mitzot. He gave us the mitzot so we could do them and get schuyot. As we say before, every time somebody needs to say a Kaddish Durabanan, Ratza Kaddish Baruch Hu Lizakar Yisrael, Lefichach, Herbalem Torah Mitzvot. He gave us all those mitzvot so we could get all those Kluyot. Now the Bechor Shor didn't say it, but the Gemara has a line about this Pasuk that Shlomo said. What is this? Where did Shlomo say? Kohelet, Shlomo said this line. And the Gemara has a line that I think fits very well with it. So he doesn't say it, maybe he's alluding to it. So I'm willing to say he's alluding to it, but I don't want to be putting words in the Bechor Shor's mouth. But the Gemara says on this line of Kohel, Bechol Eidu Begadecha Levanim, so the Gemara says that this is a Lashon to remind you to do tshuva the day before you die. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. Shuv Yom Echal Lefnei Mitatcha. So they said to him the very obvious question. How much do I know when I'm going to die? He says, excellent. So do tshuva every day. Maybe tomorrow is going to be the day you die. And what does the Gemara say as a mashal there for this? It says, a melech tells everybody, everyone, I'm going to be inviting you to a suda soon. So then there's the smart people and the dumb people. The smart people go, well, king's going to invite us to a suda soon. We better get nice and ready. And they stay clean and they adorn themselves. And what do the dumb people do? They go start working and doing all the dirty work and painting their shed and getting all filthy. And all of a sudden, without warning, the king shows up and says, dinner time, everybody. You know, they ring the gong and everyone has to go in. So all the people who are adorned and nice, they prepared for the suda, and all the people who are messy are messy. So at the end of the mashal, so they said, okay, all the people are dressed nice, you get to come enjoy the suda. Everybody else should just, if you're messy, just watch. So that's the mashal that the Gemara has. But I think it fits really well here. If you are understand that we are supposed to work on having ourselves clean and prepared for the Yom HaMitah in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us walking around with the figurative clean shirt, we will be less likely to dirty ourselves. And that is the whole goal. The whole goal is to always be preparing yourselves with a clean shirt. Understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah, every mitzvah, all the schus. It's a schus for Am Yisrael that we are able to do the mitzvot and earn schuyot, earn points with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any, he doesn't need us to daven, he doesn't need us to do chesed, he doesn't need us to do any of the mitzvot. But all the mitzvot are about giving us schuyot, and they're there for that opportunity for us to grow like that. And all that we get from the idea of the korban needing salt. Why does the korban need salt? The korban needs salt to teach us that it lasts, the schut lasts. The korbanot are a chance for us to get kapara. It's a chance for us to know, yes, I did the chait, but I brought the korban, and now I have a clean slate. And because I have a clean slate, I have a clean shirt, I'm going to work hard to make sure that I don't get it dirty again. Shkach.